Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out on Drive for the rest of the week. Well, today and tomorrow from 4 p.m. And both of those days, I think I'm right in saying, I'm alongside Jason Cundy. So I think that will be fun. Anyway, we begin the show, the podcast, whatever you want, with the opening game in the women's Euros, where Serena Wiegmann's England beat Austria at Old Trafford. The match, of course, was live on TalkSport. Here's the fallout.
The first of what England hope will be six matches at Euro 22 finishes in front of a record crowd at Old Trafford. England 1, Austria 0.
They'll go back, they'll analyse this game, especially the second half performance. I'm sure the players will know it wasn't at their standards of how they usually play, but a win's a win and I'm happy with it. And the crowd are loving it, and the opening game, it's always good to get off with a win, because these games can be really difficult, because as much as it's great to play in front of all these people, the pressure is on, and I think the girls dealt with it really well. I mentioned Georgia Stanway there, Kira Walsh. I thought Lucy Bronze did really well in the first half, didn't play that great in the second half, but we got the win and I saw the really mattered. You don't need to win games 4 or 5 nil for it to be a good performance. At the end of the day, we won.
What are you doing?
Has anyone seen Michael Gove? Has anyone seen Boris Johnson?
Let's go to back to Fake Rovers at Old Trafford with the England manager.
Serena, congratulations. An opening match win. I'm sure that settled the nerves a little bit. How do you react to the result and the performance?
Yeah, of course, very happy. Tough game. And it's so important to start well. And with a win is really nice. And that's set the tone. I think we showed different faces in this match. We didn't start really great, but then we got more control over the game and we started playing better. We scored a goal, very good goal. And after that, we could have scored the second nil. So we created more chances, but didn't score. And then the second half, I think we had moments that we played really well. And we also had moments that we were too sloppy. We gave the ball away on moments that we really should not give the ball away. Most of all, very happy with the first win. I think for the fans, a good game. What an occasion. And a good start. And can't wait till the next game.
The opening night reviews are in. The critics might say there is still work to do before they can give it a 5-star rating. But the Lionesses have got their European Championship campaign off to a winning start.
It looked very similar, actually, to watching England in the men's that I've watched so many times over so many years, in that opening game of a tournament. It's all about the result. The performance you want, obviously. There were parts of it which were good. I thought Austria defended well. I thought they grew into the game. The goal itself, really well created by England. And
yeah,
in the end,
goal. Yes,
Beth, she finished it really well.
It has crossed the line, and England celebrate their first goal of the European Championship 2022. Maybe a little bit of luck involved. Beth Mead will be credited with the goal.
I felt just a little bit disappointed. It was only the 1-0. And at 1-0, in any game, no matter how good you are, how dominant you are, you're always one of those thinking, we've been the better side, mm-hmm. but if they get half a chance. And they did. They had one or two moments, actually, Austria. So it wasn't a stellar performance.
I'm on the way back from the game. I've got my 11-year-old daughter sat next to me, who came with me. I thought tonight was an absolute spectacle for the women's game. Obviously, record attendance at the Euros. Some of the football that we played in the first half was awesome. I think what we've seen tonight is some really good football. The crowd were great. Even the Austrian girls training on the side that we were in front of. My daughter plays in the team and they were an example to her and everybody else watching.
Oh yes, anthem song, a tournament to be won.
Now, Chelsea are close to completing the signing of Man City's Raheem Sterling, who has agreed contract terms with the Stamford Bridge outfit. Outfit now! They're not an outfit, they're a football club. You can't wear. Oh, what are you wearing? Thanks very much. It's Stamford Bridge. That makes no sense. Anyway, the deal could be worth £55 million, including add-ons. Here's Dean Ashton reacting to the news on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show.
Fantastic for Chelsea. I mean, for him, I think it's a great move, because I think he'll play a lot more, which I think is the reason why, which is why he would leave Manchester City, because he feels like he should be playing every week, and he should, and he should for somebody.
Yeah, and Chelsea,
that's a great sign.
Chelsea looking for big names to come in now, of course, and that's the first of, I would imagine, a couple that are at least walk through the door at the Bridge.
I think it's a brilliant signing.
Where are you playing him?
On the left.
Okay, and it adds to Chelsea, it adds pace, doesn't it? As maybe a bit of width dimension as well.
Yeah, or well, I mean, he tends to play two behind a striker, doesn't he? So maybe it's going to be one of those positions, because he doesn't tend to play three unless he's going to change and play three. But either way, I think when he's out of your team, you realise what he actually gives you.
Here's an opportunity from the edge of the area. Oh, it's a great strike from Sterling, right from the edge of the D.
How would City fans feel about that? And what do you make of City selling to rivals?
I think it shows how confident they are. I think Manchester City fans, that'd be interesting. I'd love to know actually what they think. I think what it does probably do is free up maybe a bit more game time for Jack Grealish. I wonder whether that is in the mind of Pep Guardiola. Now he's given him that year. Does he now feel like he's learnt how he wants to play and next year?
But it's going to be him, Foden and Riyad Mahrez, isn't it? It's two from three, because obviously Haaland's going to play down the middle.
Yeah.
On now to a bit of Wimbledon. Not the football club, tennis. And bad boy Nick Kyrgios reached his first massive semi with a straight sets win over Chile's Christian Garin at SW19. That's the postcode for Wimbledon. I don't know why people go on about that postcode. It's not like you're going to deliver a letter there. Anyway, just say Wimbledon. Yeah, but you've already said Wimbledon at the top. It doesn't matter. Just say it twice. Who cares? Q Talk Sports, Lisa O'Sullivan.
Nick Kyrgios was stunned into silence by hitting the winner that took him into the Wimbledon semi-finals. The last four at a Grand Slam for the first time took some getting used to. A battling performance from Christian Garin. It was 6-4, 6-3, 7-6 for Kyrgios, the first Australian man into the semi-final since Leighton Hewitt in 2005.
Honestly, I thought my ship had sailed. Obviously, you know, I didn't go about things great earlier in my career and may have wasted that little window. But, you know, just really proud of the way that I've just come back out here and with my team, and just to be able to put on a performance.
As for Rafa Nadal, well, it wasn't certain he'd finished the match, needed time out for an abdominal strain treatment, and Taylor Fritz didn't give up until the Spaniard won the fifth set tiebreak. Vamos Rafa Nadal, dale
guerrero valiente. Time now to hear from Burnley's Phil Bardsley. Or is it Bardsley's Phil Burnsley? Anyway, this is how he found out he wasn't having his contract renewed at Turf Moor.
It was actually on the players' group chat. Yeah.
Wow.
I had a little day out with a wife away from the kids while I was away in Spain. And she was in a beach club, and a link goes into the group chat. Not that I check my phone all the time when I'm out socialising, but so my phone pings, so I check my phone, and there's a little link. And clicked on the link, and it was obviously the players that had been released by Burnley, which was quite strange, to be honest. But I sort of forgot about it because I was having such a good time.
Right, here's the former Villa captain, Gabriel Bonhoeffer, explaining why the lack of respect shown by clubs leads to players acting disloyal.
This is why that when people say the players aren't loyal, because, Laura, when in football, when a club don't want you, they will do things like this and not tell you anything or not say thank you for your service. So that's when players leave and fans and journalists say, oh, he didn't show loyalty. There is no loyalty in football, so players shouldn't have to show it because clubs, when they don't want you, they will treat you so badly like that. I mean, look how many games he's played for
you're
Burnley.
Talking about...
Now, Millwall manager Gary Rowett has signed a new contract with the Championship club. Speaking to Jim White, he pointed out the progress that has been made under his leadership. Let him come, let him come, let him
come. Let him all come down to the dead. You know, sometimes you look at the obvious thing is where do we finish in the table, but I think we've moved forward in terms of how we play and how we've tried to improve, you know, the way that we want to play. And I think that's been really, really important each season. I think off the pitch as well, we've, I think, improved. You know, we've got a new training ground coming in a couple of years, which is a really ambitious project from the club. But we've also improved the one that we're in. You know, I felt it needed to be brought up to standard and, you know, not just with facilities, but increasing staffing levels and providing a lot more support for the players. So there's been a number of things that, you know, some are on the surface that you can see and some are sort of behind the scenes. But I think the fact of the matter is, for us to want to be a very, very strong Championship club for years to come, you know, we had to do these things. And the club have supported that. And, you know, I think we're in a really good position.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to boxing promoter Eddie Hearn. Looking ahead to Derek Del Boy Chisora against Kubrat Pulev at the O2 Arena on Saturday.
Derek Chisora has just come up to me and asked me for £500 because he wants to give it away to a member of the public for getting in the ring with him.
don't know. That's a bit brave for anyone.
But just for a little workout or something that he's going to do with him. But I like he just asked for it for me.
Yeah, Derek's a rich man. Why can't Derek give it himself?
I've noticed Derek never carries cash around with him.
It's like you, Addy. You're always getting free tickets.
Exactly. That is a bit like me as well. Talk about the main event. Fantastic, I think. Carnage is what it's been billed as. Yeah. And I think, generally, for the first five or six rounds, this could be anything. It's a don't blink one.
Yeah, I think it's a really good heavyweight matchup. You know, both guys at the back end of their career, both guys desperate to win. You know, both guys fought for the world heavyweight title and come up short. Pulev's got just two defeats on his record, Anthony Joshua and Vladimir Klitschko. He's just coming off a big win. Chisora gets criticised for losing these fights. But at the end of the day, look at the level of opposition he's up against. You know, Tyson Fury, Alexander Usyk, Vitaly Klitschko, Dillian White, David Haye. Yeah. These are some of the defeats on his record. And he's not interested in taking easy fights. When he lost to Joseph Parker, I said to him, you should come back now and have an easy fight. You know, and he said, I'm not interested in that, you know. I'm just, you know, want to make sure that I'm in the biggest fights possible and I can deliver for fight fans. I said to him, if you win this fight on Saturday, you could have a massive fight. You know, you could fight Wilder. Could I? Really? I said, yeah, but you know, if you lose, you should probably retire. Oh, what?
You know, what did he say to that?
He doesn't think. He doesn't plan. He's just for the moment, for the fight. He's a prize fighter. He wants the toughest fight available for the most amount of money. And every time he goes into the ring, when you buy a ticket to watch Derek Chisora, you know this man will give every ounce of his soul. And that's all you can ever ask for as a fan. And I love him because he's so entertaining. you know, and he will always be in great fights. And I think he's an underdog on Saturday, in all honesty.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts. From my back on Andy Austin's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today, alongside Jason Cundy. Over on TalkSport 2 at 7 p.m, it's Northern Ireland against Norway in the Women's Euros, presented by Shabana Hearn. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Austin TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.